May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Friends, it is so precious to see you all this morning and to have this opportunity to connect in prayer. I'm going to change so that I can see, there we go, so I can see you a bit better. It is a very precious gift to be able to see you all and to connect in this way this morning. I want to thank you for your bravery. I know that technology is not easy for everyone, especially not new technology learned in a hurry in a week where we have had to learn so many other new skills, like not touching our face and not touching other people. So I want to thank you for your bravery and for your willingness to try this out with me. I know that we're all scared. We all have many reasons that we're scared. Several weeks ago, I was watching the results coming out of France as their numbers crept up day by day. First, it was 150, and then it was 200, and then it was 400, and then I woke up one morning and it had almost doubled, 700. And if you remember, I was supposed to lead that young adult pilgrimage to Thésée in France this summer. And every day that went past, it seemed more and more unlikely that we were actually going to go. And then came the day when we canceled, and it all seemed so unreal because it was all happening over there, but it wasn't yet quite happening here. And then we started hunkering down for what seemed the virus's inevitable arrival here in Canada. And now it feels like the first buffets of wind from an oncoming storm, which has the potential to be unlike anything that we've ever seen. We all have reason to be scared. We do not know what the future will be. We do not know how long it will last. These are the facts. Where we have power is how we will respond to these facts that face us. I have a senior friend who was a frontline peace worker in Ireland during the terrible violence in the 70s. And years ago, he said to me in that lilting accent that he has, "We always forget how thin the fabric of civilization really is, and how swiftly it can be torn apart." And all the way through scripture, we are told what you see, what you think of as normal and stable and permanent, there is a reality underneath that is much, much closer than you think. Now, those have always seemed like mystical truths to me, you know, like something that's a bit kind of esoteric, you know, poetic, whatever. But as we've seen our whole society transformed in just a week and a half, it's now tangible, it's practical, it's visceral, and it's disorienting. There's this saying, we don't read scripture, scripture reads us. And these days, it feels true. Written by people often living through destabilizing times like these, the words of scripture, they have this sort of sparkling quality to them now. The prayers of the Psalms, the cries of the prophets. And then there are those words from Paul, in a twinkling of an eye, all shall be changed. And friends, these days, that feels like a threat. Instead, it is a promise. Though the fabric of our society may be thin, though the veil may be torn in just over a week, God has been waiting on the other side for us this whole time, waiting to direct our attention to what matters, caring for those in need, serving the poor, sharing our resources, pulling together for a social good that transcends every one of us in which all of us are now inescapably bound up. Think of Jesus talking about a completely different way of being, which is already here, we just haven't yet realized. These days, I think we're starting to realize. Turns out that God has been here all along, just on the other side of the veil. And now God welcomes us over to his side, to this place where we will need each other in ways that we didn't imagine just a few short weeks ago. We don't know how long this will last. We don't know how bad it will get. We don't know what the future will hold. Yet here we stand, ready, prepared. We have done our healing work. We have opened our hearts to the transformation of the Holy Spirit. We have committed ourselves to the future of this congregation. All this inward work that we have done, and we have done it not for the glory of St. George's, but to serve this community. That was what you all told me when I first came, that St. George's needed to survive not for itself, but for the community, to be a light in the Northeast for the benefit of others. This time has now come. We stand on the brink. We cannot change the facts we face, but we have the power to choose how we will respond. So we take this time to prepare, to figure out our tools like Zoom, to learn how to pray together in this new way. And then in the next week or so, we will get organized to strengthen the connections that we have among us so that no one will be lost, so that no one will be forgotten, so that we can help each other as any have need, and we can help the wider community too. Last Sunday, we missed hearing a wonderful passage from the book of Exodus, when the people of Israel were wandering in the wilderness, and they complained to Moses for the umpteenth time, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt to kill us with thirst?" And so God showed Moses the way to the rock at Horeb. And when Moses struck the rock with his staff, water flowed out of it. Well, it turns out that in the desert, there are rock formations that connect to underground streams. And there is manna that appears overnight. These things are true still today. Only the people of Israel didn't know that yet about the desert they had entered. They didn't know yet how God had already gone ahead of them, leaving gifts of grace so that they could live in this completely new world. So God has gone ahead of us too, leaving for us gifts of grace that we don't yet know how to ask for or imagine. So let's keep our eyes open and our hearts ready, aware and prepared to become a new people, light in a new way, salt and yeast, just as we are called to be. Courage, friends, as we go forward together as a community into the new world that is to come. Amen.